The second human was a slender man in a yellow tabard, his tawny haircut in a fashionable short bang chop. Javis Tyr.
"Why am I not surprised?"
Janet growled. Tyr's cam operator instantly turned to capture the still raging argument between Baxton and the GAS officer. Meanwhile, Tyr drew a recording rod from inside his tabard and continued down the lane toward Jag's limousine.
"Time to go," Jag said, opening his door. "I'll take the wheel. You grab Baxton on the way past."
Before Jaina could acknowledge the order, Tyr pointed the recording rod in their direction, and a barely audible click sounded behind the beverage locker across from her. Recalling the metallic rim she had noticed earlier, Jaina hurled herself out Jag's still open door.
"Down!"
She hit him square in the flank, driving him into the duracrete wall with enough force to draw a startled oomph before they both dropped to the permacrete. To Jaina's surprise, that was not the last thing she ever heard. Instead, she heard Jag yelling condition codes at Baxton and asking her what was wrong. She heard a shocked silence from Baxton and the GAS lieutenant, who had stopped arguing and spun around to look at her and Jag stacked on the permacrete. And from the interior of the limousine, she heard the barely audible hum of a tiny repulsor lift engine. Jaina looked toward the vehicle and saw a small, dome-topped cleaning droid gliding out the door through which she had just dived. Its photoreceptor lingered on her face, and suddenly, she knew how Javis Tyr had been acquiring his images from inside the Jedi Temple. She started to rise, and the cleaning droid quickly banked around the limousine's open door and started up the lane.
"Oh, no, you don't!"
As Jaina rose, she thrust a hand at the cleaning droid and used the force to summon it back toward her. Tyr cried out in astonishment and scurried down the lane, angrily thumbing his recording rod, as though that might give the droid's repulsor lift engines enough power to break free of Jaina's force grasp. By the time the droid floated into her hands, Tyr was only a couple of paces away, his full lips twisted into a self-righteous sneer.
"You can't do that," he said, still pointing the recording rod at the droid. "Trying to hide the—"
"Jedi Solo can't do what exactly?"
Jag interrupted, stepping to her side.
"Recover a cleaning droid that's obviously malfunctioning?"
"That's no ordinary cleaning droid," Tyr shot back, "and you know it."
"Are you saying that it belongs to you?"
Jaina asked. The droid was still trying to pull free of her grasp, so she flipped it over and hit the primary circuit breaker.
"Because if it is your droid, I'd be very interested to know how it found its way into the Jedi Temple."
"As would a lot of people," Jag said.
He gave his head a quick tip toward the hangar gate, then gently pushed Jaina toward the limousine.
"I'm quite certain that private espionage is as illegal in the Galactic Alliance as it is in the Galactic Empire."
Taking Jag's hint, Jaina extended her force awareness toward the gate and sent several GAS troopers rushing up the lane toward them. She slipped back into the limousine just an instant before Captain Atar's voice called out from behind the vehicle.
"What's the problem here?" he demanded. "I hope the Jedi aren't trying to intimidate you, Tyr."
"Not at all,"
Jag said, turning to face the captain and his men as they approached the limousine.
"I believe the esteemed journalist Tyr was just preparing to admit that he had placed a private surveillance device inside the Jedi Temple."
Atar's scowl deepened.
"I'm sure a reporter of Javis Tyr's reputation would never resort to anything illegal."
The captain shifted his attention to Tyr.
"Isn't that right, Tyr?"
Tyr's face reddened, but he nodded.
"Of course."
Jag's lips tightened into a grim smile.
"My mistake, then."
He raised a hand and summoned Baxton, then slipped into the limousine next to Jaina.
"I'd appreciate it if you ordered your men not to open fire as we pass over, Captain. I'm overdue for an important briefing."
Atar's eyes grew stormy, but he leaned down to peer inside.
"Flying over won't be necessary, sir. I'll order the speeder to move aside as soon as Jedi Solo steps out of the vehicle."
His gaze dropped to the droid in her hands.
"And she should bring the cleaning droid. We may be needing it as evidence."
Jaina unsnapped her lightsaber and leaned across to glare at Atar.
"Forget it, Captain."
There was no way she was surrendering the spy droid, not when it had a recording of Jag telling her what he'd overheard in Dala's office.
We're in an Imperial diplomat's vehicle, and that makes this droid Imperial property.
Atar stared at the lightsaber hilt in Jaina's hand for a moment, then finally nodded.
All right, Jedi Solo. You win this one.
He looked away and motioned the GAS speeder aside, then turned back to her.
But you won't be able to hide behind your boyfriend forever. Sooner or later, the Remnant is going to come all the way into the Alliance.
And when it does, GAS will still be here,
waiting for the next time you screw up.